from the New Testament, Hebrews, starting with 11, chapter 11, verse 1, and going through chapter 12, verse 2, just a few scattered verses in between. Hear now the word of God. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. By faith, people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. And what more could I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Samson, David, Samuel, and the prophets. Then skipping on to chapter 12, we read, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and has taken a seat on the right hand of God. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us with your presence. Speak to us the message, the truth you need us each to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, are you ready for some football? Woohoo! It's Bears preseason. And so I thought, hey, this would be a perfect time for a football movie. That's why we're doing the 2006 film, We Are Marshall. Now, the movie starts, well, it starts with some actual footage of the university, but then it starts at East Carolina University, November 14th, 1970. Marshall University is fighting for its life, and in the last 30 seconds, they lose to East Carolina 17-14. And then we go to the locker room where Coach Rich Tolley gives the team his post-game speech saying, boys, only one thing people will remember, and it ain't how we play the game. Winning is everything. Well, you know, the letter to the church at the letter which we now call the Book of Hebrews to the church, the early Jewish Christian church, is kind of like a coach's speech after a losing game. See, members of that early church were demoralized. They were tempted to quit. Some already had. Leaders they liked, men who had drawn them into the church, were gone, and of course, Christians were being ridiculed. They didn't fit in anymore in their Jewish society, and some of them were even being persecuted. So why not give up? Huh? Those Christians said, hey, come on here. We're not seeing any of this glory Christianity boasts about. We look around, and sure, we may be Christians. Sure, we may believe that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, resurrected. But you know what? I'm not seeing any difference. I'm still seeing injustice. I'm still seeing heartbreak. And life is still hard. I'm going to forget this whole faith, this whole church thing. No way. It's hard, hard work. Well, then the writers of Hebrews says, well, if you're not seeing the glory, it's because you're not using the eyes of faith. Faith, remember, is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen with the eyes. And then Hebrews in chapter 11, the part that I skipped, mentions all sorts of heroes of the faith, people like Abraham and Sarah, Moses, David, and way, way, way too many to name. And he said they never saw glory in their life, but they persevered. And the writer of Hebrews exhorts the church, using the eyes of faith, imagine all those who've gone before you. those great saints of the faith, as well as those maybe just a generation before you, and imagine them as a great cloud of witnesses. We are so often surrounded by clouds. Imagine that that is the cloud surrounding you. Imagine them encouraging you, saying, hey, it's worth it. Yeah, the struggle is real, but so is the glory. Keep at it. Winning is everything. Oh, wait. That's not what Hebrews says. Hebrews says, nah, winning is temporary. Winning is transitory. A lot of those saints of the faith, they never won. Victory is everything. Victory. That's why I chose the football movie, We Are Marshall. Oh, wait! Wait! We Are Marshall isn't a football movie. Coach Jack Lingell was the only coach in the entire nation willing to go to Marshall University after the November 14th, 1970 plane crash. He was the only one willing to rebuild. And at the movie's premiere in Huntington, West Virginia, Coach Lingell, longtime career football coach, said this: the thing that I want to make sure everyone understands, this is not a football story. This is a story about faith and hope and integrity and character and perseverance. And perseverance. Indeed, We Are Marshall's byline is, from the ashes we rose. Resurrection is a key theme, and although it never specifically mentions the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there's implicit acknowledgement that smaller resurrections in this life point to the ultimate resurrection, just like smaller victories in this life point to the ultimate victory. Yes, We Are Marshall centers around the Herculean effort of rebuilding a team from scratch. And when Jack Lingell went there, he said he thought he was just building a football team, and he realized the entire community had had its heart ripped out. The dean of admissions, the athletic director, team announcers, managers, coaches, players, prominent citizens, all gone like that. And this movie is about the complex and hard work of perseverance, of just getting back on the field the next season, of rising when all you see around you is smoldering ash. Now, rebuilding had a lot of obstacles, rebuilding a football team, and one of the big challenges they faced was public opinion. Because some argued that the memory of those lost would be disgraced. It would be ridiculed if Marshall got back on the field without any chance of winning. Some folks said, just accept that we had a football team and let's leave well enough alone. Perhaps you've wondered that too. Not about football, but about the choice between the complex and hard work of perseverance and just leaving well enough alone. You know, some of those first Christians, the first Christians who prompted the letter that we call the Book of Hebrews, they made a choice, and they made it with their feet. They left the church. They said, yeah, resurrection, it may happen, but I can't see it now. Besides, look, others are quitting too. I think I'll just sit out this season or this faith. I'm going to leave well enough alone. But let's be clear. The Bible tells us that that is not the way of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And the Bible goes on with reassurance and a command. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us, encouraged by them, run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus Christ. remember these verses. Go to Oremus Bible Browser. Is that how you say it? O-R-E-M-U-S, Oremus Bible Browser. Copy and paste these verses. Put them on your fridge. Put them on your bathroom mirror. Just put them where you can see them, because all of us, at one time or another, are going to need these verses before us. But until that time when you can see them, hear their message paraphrased. This is a pregame speech by Jack Lingell to the ragtag Marshall football team just before their first home game after the epic crash.
For those of you who may not know, this is the final resting place for six members of the 1970 Thundering Herd. The plane crash that took their lives was so severe, so absolute, that their bodies were unable to be identified. So they were buried here, together. Six players, six teammates, six sons of Marshall. This is our past, gentlemen. This is where we have been. This is how we got here. This is who we are today. I want to talk about our opponent this afternoon. They're bigger, faster, stronger, more experienced, and on paper, they're just better. And they know it, too. But I want to tell you something that they don't know. They don't know your heart. I do. I've seen it. You have shown it to me. You have shown this coaching staff, your teammates. You have shown yourselves just exactly who you are in here. When you take that field today, you've got to lay that heart on the line, man. From the soles of your feet, with every ounce of blood you've got in your body, lay it on the line until the final whistle blows. And if you do that, we cannot lose. We may be behind on the scoreboard at the end of the game, but if you play like that, we cannot be defeated. And we came here today to remember. Six young men. And 69 others. Who will not be on the field with you today. But they will be watching. They'll be gritting their teeth with every snap of that football. You understand me? How you play today, from this moment on, is how you will be remembered. This is your opportunity to rise from these ashes and grab glory. We are.
Marshall!
We are.
Marshall!
Funeral's in today.
Now, Coach Jack Lingell, played by Matthew McConaughey, said, "This is a story about faith." And I want you to know that no other book in the New Testament mentions faith as much than the book of Hebrews. And so what does faith require? Well, faith requires heart. Regardless of the numbers on the scoreboard at the end of the game, the heart is what determines victory. Faith requires eyes. the eyes to see the great cloud of witnesses that are always around us, and the eyes to keep focused on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith when there are so many distractions. Faith requires hands. Hands to help lift our fallen teammates. And faith requires feet. Feet not just connected to our ankle bone, which is connected to our leg bone, but feet which are connected to that place of courage that enables us to walk back on that field, even though we know that the opponent is bigger and better than we are, and we don't have a chance of winning. Faith acknowledges the complex and hard work we face, and faith understands that grief, disappointment, tragedy, they've all created huge holes in our lives, holes that will remain with us for as long as we live. But faith in Jesus Christ chooses to persevere. Why? Because faith calls us to be full of holes. Faith calls us to be holy rather than empty. Bill Ingersoll lives here in Grays Lake. He's a Presbyterian pastor who now specializes in interim ministry. He's a wonderful, friendly guy with a West Virginia accent. In fact, he's from Huntington, West Virginia, and went to school down the street at Marshall University. He was a freshman the year the plane crashed. Bill always has a smile on his face, but when asked about the effect of the plane crash, his smile disappears and his eyes go to a distant place. And he'll talk haltingly about the girl who, as a kid, he carpooled with, and her parents were big boosters and were on the plane, and all of a sudden, boom, she was an orphan. He'll talk about his dentist, another great Marshall booster, prominent citizen, but he had a conflict on November 14th, so he gave his tickets to the game and the plane tickets to some of his patients. And he was never the same afterwards. Bill will tell you of the awful traffic jams that November hinted at in the movie. Traffic jams not caused by commuters or constructions, what we have to go through in Lake County, but traffic jams caused by the innumerable long funeral processions that snaked through the town and nearly closed it down. But Bill will also tell you about the experience at the Marshall Memorial Service, the one where Psalm 24 was read. It was one of the most profound moments in his life. And this is a time when all the clergy, rabbi, priests, Father Chuck Rosen, rabbi, priests, ministers, and black and white all united together. And remember, this is Huntington, West Virginia, in 1970. That hadn't been done before. They all united together and they had the courage to speak of God. They dared to speak of faith and of hope and of perseverance when all around them was, and these are Bill's words, when all around was so dark and helpless. The service concluded with thousands of people from every background together singing, "Our God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come." And that was the first step in that race that we have to run with perseverance. For it was at that pivotal moment that Bill committed his life to God, committed his life to one of faithful service. It is a life still aching with the devastation of that tragedy. But if you have the eyes to see, you can see that from the ashes he rose. And now he, by faith, has touched countless, countless lives in the aftermath of that tragedy. Well, I'm going to end with a spoiler alert. Though giving you a spoiler alert for the movie We Are Marshall is pretty lame since it's a true story and everyone knows what happens. But at the end of the movie and in real life, Marshall University won their first home game in 1971, the first home game after that plane crash, the first home game after that wonderful speech. It was victory, real victory. People did not leave the field for hours. Victory. But the next week, they played Miami of Ohio, and they lost 66-6. So that begs the question, as Christians, with the complex and hard work of life before us, do we run with perseverance the race that is set before us? Do we get back on the field, or do we give up? I know what the Bible says, but you'll have to answer that question with your own life. And here is how the movie answers that question.
Marshall lost more football games in the 70s than any other program in the nation. But yet, football remained. In 1984, the Herd had their first winning record in 20 years. They followed it with 8 conference titles, 5 straight bowl wins, and 2 national championships. From the ashes, we rose.
Thanks be to God who gives us the victory in our Lord Jesus Christ. Because God has been so gracious to us, let us respond to God with our lives, with our hearts, our eyes, our hands, our feet, and with our morning offering.